1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Listen today for the special password that's going to enable you to win tickets to see my show live at the Museum of Television and Radio on Thursday, November the 2nd. The Museum of Television and Radio is located in Beverly Hills. During today's show, I'm going to announce today's password and a special fax number. Fax in your name, your home telephone number, and today's password. And winners are going to be randomly selected daily. Keep listening today and all week for your chance to see my show live. Should I tell them what time we're going to do it? I should not? Okay. Then I won't tell you. It'll be sometime during the 5 o'clock hour. Anyway, all right, 1-800-449-8686. A private investment group has purchased the Chippendales organization tomorrow. Remember, the Chippendales was one of those huge fad phenomenons in the late 70s, early 80s. In any event, the organization, I guess, or the company sort of hit on hard times, as companies will do. This new organization, this new investment group purchasing Chippendales, is going to reopen early next year with tours and a proposed nightclub in New York. They held auditions in Los Angeles this past weekend. And they're going to have voting on their website today, I think, www.chippendales.com, as to who should be on their new calendar. Now, there was, at least in one instance, an individual who charged some unfair bias being practiced by Chippendales. One man who auditioned feels that there is some bias at work. His name is Christopher Brian Norton. He lives in Hermosa Beach, California. And he auditioned this past weekend for a spot there on the Chippendales Review. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. Where are you?
Phil, I'm in Hermosa Beach.
All right. Did you, let me ask you something. Tell me how this went down. Tell me how you feel you were unfairly treated by them.
Yes, sir. I was accompanied by my manager, Lance Germain. We went to the auditions in Culver City at some studio there. And they asked us to do our dance routine. One of the things I think that I need to say off the bat is that I am very good looking, and I have worked out, and I have also been to the gym. So I do a lot of bench pressing. I do a lot of...
Do you do a lot of free weights? A lot of what kind of weight training?
Yes, I do free weights. I also do Nautilus. I do some aerobics. And I do a lot of jumping jacks and cardiovascular. So they asked us to do our dance routines, and they wanted me to wear the Chippendale uniform, which is the tie, white collar, and matching white cuffs.
That was part of what they wanted all the dancers to wear, correct?
I don't know.
See, what you've emailed to my producer, Mr. Norton, is that you refused to wear that. When you were auditioning for Chippendales, you didn't want to wear that?
Well, I told them I didn't need that, that all I had to do was... I want to do something a little bit different, and I asked them to sort of go with me on this. Instead of hopping around the stage in a number of desperate dance moves, I loosened my G-string up a little bit, and I just went to the front of the stage, and I put my hands on my hips and sort of pushed what I got out there, okay? And so, in other words, I was asked the judge to do something a little bit different. Forget about the dance, fancy dance routines. That was fine for the other guys, but I wanted them to allow me to, instead of dance, to do something that my manager, Lance Germain, calls showing my stuff. Okay, because over the years I've perfected it. I've done a lot of...
All right, what you said to us when you were talking to my producer earlier, your manager is Mr. Germain?
Lance Germain, right.
Okay, he was talking to my producer. He said that you have perfected this thing called showing your stuff.
That's correct.
What exactly is that?
Mr. Henry, that's basically just putting your hands on your hips, walking to one side of the stage and pelvically thrusting, and then walk to the other side of the stage and pelvically thrust, and then you move back and forth with your hands on your hips.
Okay, what are you wearing?
What am I wearing right now?
No, sir.
I mean, I wore a G-string.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. You wore a G-string. You said you loosen it up?
You do have to loosen up, because one of the things you need to understand, I think, about women, you're basically going for a female audience.
I understand that.
And so you need to give these women their money's worth, and the thing that women want more than anything else is they want what you call a money shot. So I loosen up my G-string and give them a little peek of the money. But
okay, you understand that at least here in the state of California, I don't know anywhere else, but you cannot do that. I mean, you have to...
No, I know that, and I'm not being blatant about it, but this is for women. It's not for men. It's primarily a money shot for women.
Well, what makes that different?
Well, I mean, women are not looking at it the same way. I just give them a little peek of the sack. I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm giving a little peek. And
well, am I right or am I wrong? I don't think you can have a topless or a bottomless show, you know, unless.
But you can for women.
You can't have bottomless for a male only show where there's women, but you can't. In other words, the male dancer can be bottomless, but a woman can't.
My understanding is, yeah, that's my understanding, because women don't react the same way. Men get more, turned on or whatever. Women are more, you know, can sort of clinically analyze what's going on. So,
all right, tell us the rest of your story. So you went out, you auditioned.
I went out, I auditioned. I did what's called showing my stuff. And
you say you've perfected this over the years.
Yes, I have. And that is.
And so that's going from one part of the stage, showing your stuff. Then are you walking back and forth?
Yeah, you do a very slow walk to one part of the stage and show your stuff. Then you walk over the other part of the stage, what you're on. Then you show your stuff. And basically, there's two maneuvers. You show the stuff, turn, flex one butt cheek, turn, go back over the other side of the stage. Flex the other butt cheek, turn, go back over the other side of the stage, then you turn and flex the butt cheek, then you go back over the other side.
Okay, I get it. Is it the same thing back and forth?
Yes, sir. Then you do, for the finale, you will turn and do a double butt flex. And that's, I mean, that's that.
And that's showing the stuff.
That is. And a lot of guys have tried to do it over the years, but I perfected it. Well, what's happened is, all I know is they blew it by not picking me, because I'm very sassy and I know what women want.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here to Chris. His name's Chris Norton. Can I call you Chris?
Yes, sir.
Chris Norton from Hermosa Beach. He didn't get picked during a Chippendale audition this past weekend. Why do you suppose they didn't pick you? They asked you to dance, correct?
Well, I know why they didn't pick me.
But they asked you to dance. You didn't dance. You didn't put on the Chippendale uniform. They asked you to dance. You wouldn't do it. So it seems kind of obvious why they didn't pick you, huh?
No, I know why they didn't pick me.
Why?
Mr. Ernie, I think it's obvious they didn't pick me because they would have to deal with the jealousy of the other dancers. You know, right after, night after night, the other dancers would be hearing the women chanting, Chris, 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 as I go out.
You're pretty confident of this, huh?
Well, I'm very good looking, okay? I'm very good looking. And I know that these guys didn't want to deal with the jealousy of the other dancers. And the women would be chanting my name as I go out for encores and get all the tip money, and that way that's why I suggested an all Chris night. Okay, because.
So you feel the reason why Chippendales didn't pick you, Chris, and I just want to be clear, is because you're so good looking and so sexy, the women would dump all their tip money on you. You'd have a lot of jealous Chippendale dancers not getting any money.
Yes, sir.
And so they just couldn't deal with that. So you suggested an all Chris night?
All I was saying was I suggest that they have a Chris night, yeah, meaning that they have a night for me, and, and also I do want an apology from Chippendale for not picking me. And then
well, all right, you want the Chippendales to apologize for not picking you. You claim they didn't pick you because the other dancers would be jealous because you're so good-looking and you're sexy and the women would be asking for you, right?
Yes, sir, I believe that.
Okay, let me put it to you very gently and say the reason why they didn't pick you is because you didn't do what they wanted you to do, which was to dance, okay, and to wear their Chippendale outfit.
No, but here's the thing. I did.
No, I know you did your thing called strut your stuff.
That's correct, and it's very sexy. Okay, I mean, my manager Lance Germain was there. He was absolutely going crazy, clapping and everything. And
were there women? Who was judging?
There were men and women, but I could tell they knew that I had so much hot dance ability that they were afraid that I would start to take away from the other dancers. So they had a problem. There's no doubt about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Clearwater on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Clearwater, hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that I think that they didn't hire you, Chris, I think that's your name, because you sound like you're really stupid.
You sound like
you're just out there to please yourself. And you don't really know what women like.
No, I'm not out to please myself.
You think that they want a shot at what you've got, and
Yeah, so you're assuming a lot.
Mr. Henry, I have dance.
I'm assuming a lot. But I've
I'm saying to him that he's assuming a lot, that the women are going to like it. You call the show and your stuff.
Mr. Henry, I have danced for women in the past. I've done bachelorette parties. I have also done weddings. Okay, I know that the women's like it. And I'm not calling nobody no names. He called me stupid. You know.
Well, you know, I mean, look, dude, the Chippendales, it's possible they turned you down because you would not do the dance steps that they asked you to do when you auditioned. I know enough about auditions. They asked you to do something.
Yeah, but I was showing them my move, which is showing my stuff.
But they didn't want to see your move. They wanted you to do their move.
Okay, have you been over to the Chippendale clubs?
I've been there before, years ago.
You know what I mean by showing my stuff, right?
I know what I like.
Okay.
And
oh, tell me you don't like this. I go over to you. I show you my stuff, then I turn, I do a double butt flex, then I go back over to the other side of the stage where maybe your girlfriends are or whatever. I show them what I got, then I do the double flex of the butt, okay?
She doesn't sound like it's driving her nuts right now.
Well, she's on the phone. Well, what? Just get out of control when I show my stuff.
Well, I understand that it's all a big show.
That's right.
Do know that.
That's exactly right.
But I think that there's a point where you become unsophisticated. And I think that, yeah, it's
what
true.
Do you need?
It's nice to see a guy up there who is good looking and wearing a G-string and walking around. But there's also something sophisticated about not showing everything.
I don't show it all. I just give a little peek of my sack.
Well, I don't know. I think
okay.
you went there
I
for
mean,
their audition.
You know,
well.
And you should have done
there.
What they asked
All right.
you to do.
Do what they exactly. Thank you for your call, ma'am. You got to do what they asked.
No, Mr. Henry, the reason why is because I do. If you saw me, I'd be happy to do my act for you or your listeners, so the women in your audience to see how hot I can be. But they blew it. And
what do you mean they blew it?
I believe they blew it. I mean, I'm sorry, they blew it because they didn't pick me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This guy didn't get picked during the Chippendale audition because he's got a whole new dance step that he does, showing his stuff. Flexing his butt cheeks and walking back and forth, and they said no, and he believes it's because they're biased against how good-looking and sexy he is. He'll take money away from the other dancers. By the way, that Chippendale tour supposedly is going to resume early next year, and a new company has purchased Chippendales, and you can vote at www.chippendales.com. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, and good afternoon and good evening. We're talking to Chris Norton. He auditioned for Chippendales. They have got a new tour that's going to be initiating coming up this next year. And Mr. Norton, you're just a dancer. What do you do for a living, Chris?
I do pharmaceutical sales marketing.
You do marketing for a pharmaceutical company?
Yes, sir. Mr., I want to say that I know that because I'm so hot looking, it shouldn't matter if I can dance because I'm so good-looking and women love to see my sass, okay? You know?
All right, well, that's fine.
And I want to say one other thing, too, that I think is important.
Well, let me just tell people, you feel that you were unfairly, you auditioned for the Chippendales dancing thing and you didn't get selected because you think you're too good-looking and the other dancers would be jealous?
Well, look at it this way. Chippendales has not been exactly doing the best business over the last few years, okay? And okay, so maybe they don't know anymore what's hot and what's sexy for women. And that's what I'm saying, okay?
That Chippendales has forgotten what women want.
Wow, that's basically it. And I'm telling them that if they see my stuff, they know what I got. And I can help them be better.
All right, here's Irvine on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Irvine.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I just need to say that whoever this person at Chris is, why doesn't he start his own company? I mean, Chippendales is a successful operation.
No, they're not. That's why. They've just been purchased by another company. When's the last time you went to Chippendale?
I personally have no interest in attending Chippendales.
See?
But the point is that if you saw my stuff, I was listening to you, so please listen.
Okay,
to me.
But I'm just saying, if you saw my stuff, you'd be back over Chippendales.
I wouldn't give a hoot about your stuff. Why don't you get a job in a strip joint and climb up a pole?
No, because Chippendale pay good. And also the women.
But they don't want you. They want to do what their formula is. Just like Playboy wants Playboy bunnies to do what their formula is. You have no business telling them what they should do. You have no right to sue them.
Yes, I do. On account of that.
To belittle them for what they choose to do.
You talk about Playboy. Playboy knows what men want. But Chippendale forgot.
You're going to be the one to tell them. You're like the person to tell them.
Because I am very sexy, and because women find me very attractive.
Who cares?
Isn't that what's all about to come into Chippendale? They want women to come in.
Don't you think that the people at Chippendale?
See?
Don't you think that Chippendale's people, the people that choose their dancers, know a little bit more about what their audience wants than what you know?
That's been my point, Chris. Don't you think,
Mr. Henry? I'm trying to say to you, and I'm trying to say to this lady. Chippendale blew it, man. They don't have a successful business.
They didn't blow it. They did the best thing they could do by not having you. They did best thing.
No, their business is... When's the last time you've been to Chippendale to see the men's?
I've been to them, believe me. I'm not impressed with it.
Chippendale's have better looking women
customers. I don't need to see that. That's not my thing. That's just not my thing.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. If you had a hunkier guy to look at, you'd come in. That's why I'm there.
If I had a hunkier guy.
Okay.
You just don't get it. You just don't get it. You are so full of yourself.
I get that women want to see a guy what's got some good stuff. Chippendale's has better looking women customers, too.
People that go to Chippendale's want to see Chippendale dancers do what Chippendale dancers do. People that go there know what they're going to find.
Yeah.
They don't need to go there and see your sack or whatever it is you're showing them. Nobody cares about it. You've seen one, you've seen them all, hon.
Okay, so I guess you have been to see nude men.
What's the difference whether I have or I haven't?
Well, then
what is the difference? We're not talking about me.
The difference is this.
Of you going to Chippendale's, them telling you what they want done, and you not doing it, and then you think that you have the right to tell them what they're doing wrong and to sue them and to say you have treated unjustly. You go for a job interview, you do what you're told to do, or you don't get the job.
Yeah, but see, Chippendale needs me because they haven't had that many women come and see their nude men. If they see me nude, well, you can laugh all you want, but you've already said you've been to see the nude men. And I'm saying,
boy, you know something, Chris? I got to tell you something.
What?
You are coming off sounding a little stupid, okay? You've been to see the nude men. How old are we here? You know, are we all grown up?
I'm saying that Chippendale has had seen their business fall off, and they haven't. And now they had to be rebuy by a new company.
Why don't you go to the seedy places where you can dance on a stage?
Because I'm not gay.
All of your stuff. Be as naked as you'd like to be and have all the money stuffed in your butt, whatever they put it. Why don't you go there and make all your money? What are you bothering with Chippendale's? It's too white. It's too vanilla for you.
I'm saying because they have the name value. And plus, if you'd come to see me, you just haven't seen me. That's why you're saying what you're saying.
I wouldn't come to see you under any circumstances.
And they have the calendar.
If you paid me, I wouldn't come to see you.
Yeah, you would. If you saw what I got.
I don't care what you've got. I've seen people with more than what you've got.
We're never going to answer this question.
I mean, she doesn't know what you got, and you
nobody
got what you
cares,
got.
Bill. Yeah,
they
nobody
have a calendar.
Cares what he has.
They have a calendar that's great exposure for a good-looking man, what I am.
So go get a photographer. Hire a photographer if you're so wonderful.
Why should I spend that much money? Why
should I spend that much
money?
You know, I just don't know that you can sue a company for not hiring you because they're not qualified to see your qualifications. You are. You know what I mean?
Because
it's like
he's choosing to do what he wants to do. That doesn't work for them.
Do you know how many women I've been to bed with?
It doesn't matter,
Do you know how many women I've been to bed with?
It doesn't matter.
I try 5,621 women that I have.
Aren't you the big shot?
Yeah.
Aren't you the stud of all studs?
Check it out. How do you like me now? How do you like me now?
Oh, my God. I'm disgusted.
Well, okay, but that's because if you'd seen me, you'd probably want to go to bed with me, too.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, world famous. And we have Christopher Norton on the line. He is a... Hold on for a minute. Huh? Oh, number one rated Phil Henry Show. Thank you, Craig. And we have Chris Norton on the line, who is in Hermosa Beach. He was out at the Chippendale audition this past weekend in the Los Angeles area. Chippendales, for those of you who may not be familiar with it, was an organization and continues to be an organization, sort of nightclubs for women featuring very good-looking men, very well-built guys who do dancing, cocktail waitering, et cetera, et cetera. Kind of a, I guess, a adult entertainment for women. And anyway, they were having auditions for dancers. You were not picked. You believe it's bias because you're too good looking. I've heard, Chris, I got to be honest.
You know, before you laugh at me, though, Mr. Henry.
No, I've heard a lot of interesting things, but a guy not making it because as a dancer because he's too good looking.
If you think about it, sir, they have a lot of dancers they have to keep happy, and I think it's they just didn't want to have a fist fight break out because I am that sexy. And
let me ask you. You say you've slept with over 5,000 women.
I've slept with over 5,000 women. I'm not very proud of this, but I know of two women who killed themselves when I broke up with them. And that.
And you think that means you're sexy?
I think it means that they knew that they couldn't have my stuff no more.
Oh boy.
What? I mean.
Well, hold on for a minute. Here is Riverside on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
What?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Chris, I dated a male dancer for 2 years, and I know your type very, very well because you're in a mix in that group, and you guys don't last very long in that group because you're so full of yourself. I don't know why you think that women want to come to the show and see that part of your male anatomy that ain't that pretty anyway. It's
first
not
of all,
something that women go
I'm
to
I'm just giving them a peek
see.
Of it.
They don't know. They don't want a peek of
I'm
it.
I'm giving them a peek of my track area.
The same. They all look the same. What we go to see is a nice built body moving, doing dances, and being sexy.
Okay,
and
so let me ask you a question.
Sexy about seeing
Let me ask you a question. Are you trying to tell me, and I got a very nice body, you don't want to see me, give you my stuff?
I don't want to see your balls. No, I don't.
I'm not saying, forget about my scrotal area.
I want to see you moving. I want to see you earning your money. And
no,
you think
I'm talking about...
is exposing yourself to women, you
no.
got it all wrong.
Okay, let me ask you something, because you didn't let me finish. I also do a quick spin. I flex.
See,
I flex my butt cheek areas.
So what?
And then
everybody
I move it back and forth.
Cheeks. Every man out there has
not,
a nice butt. That's why they are hired.
Why? Thank you, ma'am. Oh, I thought you meant every man.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, don't be dreaming, okay?
Okay, man. You know.
But well, you know what?
She knows what
guys,
I'm talking about.
That's why you've never been in that type of profession.
I'll tell
why
you what.
Are not successful
they
at it. Why you need to stay right where you're at because
ma'am,
you're too full of yourself.
No.
Because
women first of all, one thing, one
you
thing you
are
don't,
misguided.
One thing you don't understand, most dancers do not oil down their cheeks like I do. That's another one of my trademarks.
You know what? That,
most
that,
male
that,
dancers
that probably
are gay.
Gives you self-pleasure.
Huh?
That probably gives you self-pleasure. Because
I'm
you
doing
know what?
It for women, okay? I'm
no,
not doing
no,
it for
women,
me, okay?
Women don't want to see that.
There's
they
two things that I do.
Body, and
oh,
if you're
yeah.
in the Chippendales pants, there's no oiling your butt.
Two things I do is I flex my butt cheeks. I also show my stuff.
So what?
And I oil my cheeks down.
So
most male
what?
Dancers are
so
gay.
So what? Can
okay.
you dance?
How much of them have
you
seen?
Can you dance?
Most male dancers are gay.
No,
and gay
not.
Men get jealous of other men.
No, they're not.
I know there are a lot of cat
that,
fights
that
in the male dance
arena
industry.
For 2 years.
There's a lot of cat fights in the male dance industry?
No, there
industry?
Is not.
Yeah, there
no, there
is.
Isn't.
Well, how do you know? How do you know?
Because I have been in that
Oh, uh-huh. Well, let's just say it. You maybe
have,
maybe you slept with a lot of guys. You tried the rest. Now try the best. You tried the rest. Now try the best.
Attracts a different women. Like, I don't think the same male dancer is as handsome as the woman sitting next to me.
What? I don't know. Then you're throwing your money away, man.
No, every male dancer has women that are attracted to him. Not every woman is going to be attracted just to you, Chris. They're not going to be chanting your name because not everybody's going to find you attractive.
My manager,
your personality really
Lance
turns
Germain,
us off anyway.
My manager, Lance Germain, was screaming.
You know what? It sounds like your manager and you are in bed together because, you know, if Lance thinks that you're that hot and sitting in the audience clapping, is sounds like more that you're gay.
He has to... Hey, you want to know if I'm gay or not? You've tried the rest. Now try the best.
No, you know what? You sound
you
like
tried
you're
the rest.
A good
now
you try
the best.
AIDS carrying, you know, package
okay.
there because, you know, 5,000 women.
You tried the rest. Now try the best.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
No, Lance does.
Well, you did tell us, sir. Mr. Norton,
Mr.
Norton, you did tell us. Does Mr. Germain help you oil up before you're dancing?
Yes, he does. Excuse me.
Bingo.
Do weightlifters oil each other up?
Oh, I don't know, sir.
Hey, buddy, you let your manager oil up your cheeks?
If his manager was going crazy in the audience,
one of the things that I do, what I do is I allow women the opportunity to do it before each time they bid on the opportunity to oil up my cheek area.
Wait, and in what form are you talking? You're pharmaceutical.
And I would give you the opportunity, as much as you've been unfriendly
to
me, you can oil my cheeks up.
To pick somebody else.
I'd let you bid on me.
Pay you. The only reason you...
Okay, I think you need to dump that. Thank you for your call, ma'am. Did you dump that? We have to watch our language here. 1-800-449-8686. You allow women the opportunity to put oil on you?
Yes, sir. We do an audition.
An auction?
Yes, sir. We do an auction, and then the woman who bids the most money can oil me up before my dance.
Where?
She can come backstage. She can do it on stage. That lady there, if she saw me, she'd act like a sailor on shore leave after payday, man. I mean, that is so unfair of her to be cruel like that.
All right, let's go to another call. This is Hermosa Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Oh, God, thank you. I have never laughed so hard in my life. I got to tell you, Chris, and I'm qualifying myself. First of all, you breathe in the phone really heavy, so I don't know what you're doing
I have a sinus problem. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, second of all, I'm in casting. I've worked with some of the biggest names. And you're a diamond dozen. I know you don't think you are, but
you know,
are.
Casting? Casting what? I mean, I'm a dancer.
It doesn't matter. The point is that this is a business. It means that there's producers and directors, and time is money, and you need someone who's going to do what they're told, not what they think they should be doing.
If you want to do that, go in your own business.
Make your own calendar.
I am trying to get it broke into adult films. I do want to be a director as well as star in adult film. But right now, I thought...
Well, why would you sue Chippendales for not hiring you for something that you're not doing what they want you to do?
Because Chippendales obviously is not a successful business, and I would have the opportunity to help them get their business back to show my stuff. And you can laugh all you want, but if you see me, you'd lather up, man.
You need to get a new manager, Chris, because the guy sounds like an idiot. I mean,
why is he an idiot? He was the one who had the idea for me to show my stuff.
You don't go to an audition for anything, and you don't cheer and clap and all the other stuff. I mean,
my manager was the one who told me the best thing for me to do is show my stuff and forget about all the dancing.
You're walking back and forth, thrusting your stuff out. I mean, any guy can do that.
But no guy got what I got.
What do you mean
a lot of guys got what you got here.
Oh, I guess you've seen a lot of them or something? Man,
Hermosa, so I probably run by you every day, okay, down there on the beach doing your exercises.
Are you down at Hermosa Beach?
I sure am, honey.
Come on out and see me. You know where the pier is?
You know what? I'm down there every morning, and if
Come
I haven't noticed
down,
it yet, then I'm probably not inclined to.
You'll see me, and when you see me, you'll never forget me as long as you live.
Okay.
And you'll want to come out.
My bottom line is time is money. I think your manager is really taking you for a loop and giving you some bad advice, and sex does not equate talent. So no matter how many women you've slept with, and I'm really sorry there are so many dumb women in the world that have slept with you, I have to tell you, I'd get a new manager if I were you, and I'd get a realignment in your thinking, because quite frankly, you're not going to make it.
What happens if you see me this week and you want some of what I got?
Well, first of all, I'm married, and I don't look at other men because I don't believe in that.
Yeah, I like my manager. He pumps up my positive attributes. And yellow
Speedos, I can tell. He oils your ass.
You know something? I'm going to be wearing a pair of yellow Dayglo Speedos. That's what I'll be wearing tomorrow on the pier. You see me, you'll...
Anybody who would take pride in the fact that two women have killed themselves, which I highly doubt.
I'm not taking pride over that.
It's disgusting to me. How could you even say that on a radio? Respect for their memories at all?
All I'm saying is I was so good looking that when I didn't want to go out with them,
stupid.
First of all, they must be
such pathetic people to commit suicide. So don't credit yourself
with anything. They shot themselves jumping out of a window?
That's my understanding, yes, sir.
Well, I just want to be clear. They jumped out of a window and then shot themselves.
That's what the police... You know, now who's laughing?
Because it doesn't make sense, Chris, and you don't even get it.
You laugh at the death of two women? You laugh at the death of two women?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me the police told you that as they leapt out of a window, they shot themselves?
That is my understanding, yes, sir.
Oh.
Good Lord. I mean, they wanted to make sure they were out of this world, didn't they? They jumped out of a window and...
Okay, Mr. Ernie, you want to laugh about the deaths of the two women. That's what Lance told me. That was his understanding.
That's what your manager told you.
Yes, sir.
Who is this guy Lance, by
Lance
the way?
Germain,
where did he
my
come
manager.
From?
Wait a minute. He said that these women who killed themselves leapt from a window, obviously holding a gun, and then on the way down, shot themselves.
One jumped, and then the other one shot, then shot, the other shot, then jumped, is what was my understanding.
What?
The point is that you're using
one
that...
One shot and then jumped?
Yeah, that is what Lance Germain told me. I mean,
okay.
I
think Lance Germain is jerking you around, but I think you better go find yourself a real manager.
I'm not
because,
gay.
Quite frankly, he sounds
stupid. I'm not gay. Thank you.
I didn't
all
say
right.
that. I didn't
say
he
jerk.
Was, I meant jerk. I think he is taking you for a ride, my dear. I think he's feeding your enormous ego, and you're sucking everything up he's saying.
Well, he doesn't jerk nothing to mine.
All right. Thank you for your call. Hey, man, you better talk to Lance and make sure he got that story of the city.
He said that she shot herself, and then she jumped out a window.
When she shot herself, did she die?
Yeah, what do you think happens?
Oh, I see. A dead woman. Get out of here. Shot herself, died, then threw herself out of a window. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Henry Show. Boy, we were just talking about. We were just talking about Saturday Night Live this past weekend. Had a Al Gore and George Bush debate satire. They had an Inside the Actor's Studio thing where Kate Hudson played Drew Barrymore, which I didn't see, and I'm sorry that I didn't see that because that must have been really funny. Will Ferrell played that James Lipton dude. You ever seen that Inside the Actor's Studio? Which I like to watch it, you know? And I like to think that I'm one of the first guys to discover that show, because I've been watching it for years, you know? And I tell people, hey, I saw Robert De Niro on TV the other day being, what? You saw what? Yeah, I saw Robert De Niro. He never does interview. Yeah, he was on this Inside the Actor's. Well, what is that? Well, it's on A&E or whatever, biography, something. A&E, is that what it's on? I forgot. I don't even know the channel it's on. Well, where did you see that? Well, I see. And then I saw, Dennis Hopper. And so finally, you know, all these people, my friends started watching the show. And what I loved about that show, and notice I said loved, because it's starting to really grate on my nerves now. That James Lipton dude, first of all, the beard's got to go. Second of all, get a new face. Third of all, get rid of your glasses. Fourth of all, commit suicide. And then I think the show's going to be great. No, I'm kidding. But I mean, that dude is over the top. He had Harrison Ford on about 3 weeks ago. And this cat's asking him about, I understand that you have something in common with me, Rudy Feldgren, who is our chairman of academics, Bobby Sinclair, who is our post-production advisor, and Seymour Markowitz, who is my banker. All these names you don't know, you have something in common with all of us. You love to fly airplanes. What kind have you got? What do I care? And then Harrison Ford goes off into rapping about his air freaking planes. Now, the really cool thing about that show is that you hear about acting technique, which is something that common people, average guy out in the street, doesn't know anything about. How do actors do what they do? And they would rap about that. But that James Lipton cat and he used to be really good at it, but he's asking silly questions now. He had Carol Burnett on there one time talking about how good looking she was. I don't know. It's pretty strange. Well, I want to tell you guys, I went to Fox this past weekend. The family, me, Maria, and the kids. Now, what happened was, we got a very nice invitation from our very nice boss here, Mr. Craig, and also from a nice lady named Anita. And they said, well, you want to go down to Fox this weekend to the Fox TV studios and watch the Fox pregame show for the National Football League? I said, yeah, the kids would love that. So we got into the car. And we left the house they wanted us to be there between 8:30 and 9 because the pregame starts at 9 a.m. West Coast, so it's on at like noon on the East Coast. And we got into the car and we drove down, got there at about 10 of, and we walked and we saw Craig coming down for a cigarette break from the Fox radio. you know, wearing, what you, why do you wear a sweater when it's 160 degrees out, man? It's cold, yeah. Oh, it is cold in the studio, that's true. Anyway, we went in there, and they had all those big TV monitors set up, and they were serving us bagels and lox and cream cheese and fruit, and it was really cool, and I got a couple of cups of coffee, and the kids got some orange juice and some hot chocolate, and they have on the wall about 15 different monitors, and on each monitor is each different game that is being televised by Fox that day, and then they also have two monitors devoted to the CBS game, which is the AFC game, and then they have one monitor devoted to the Fox All News Channel, and then one to ESPN. And during the pregame is the pregame show, and it's James Brown, Howie Long, Terry Bradshaw, and Chris Collinsworth. These guys are about 56 feet tall, each one. They're huge. They're huge. Terry Bradshaw's, I'm 6 feet tall. I'm a midget. When I walked into that room, they said, okay, now we're out of our hour-long segment. Now the guys are going to do their halftime break-ins. So do you want to come and meet them? I said, sure. I mean, the kids would love that. Maria had her camera, and Anita, she had her camera. And we walked down the hall. And it's one of those things where you're walking down the hall, and then one door opens into an even more secretive enclave. And then another door opens, and now you know you're kind of in the studio because there's monitors everywhere and people with headsets, and it's dark and it's concrete, and it's about 150 degrees below zero because they got to keep it cold for those Klieg lights. And then we walked to the set, and there were the guys. And James Brown, very gracious guy, came over and said hello. Apparently, he's listened to the show. He likes our show. Then we went around. Well, Howie Long took the time to talk to the kids. Of all the guys that were there, Terry Bradshaw was involved in eating popcorn and looking at the monitor. They got a big bowl of popcorn that they eat. And he's looking at the monitor, and Collinsworth was doing, I think, our interview with a magazine. But Howie Long turned his chair around, and he immediately started talking to the kids. He talked to Catherine. He says, I know you're 9 years old. She says, I'm nine. You're in the third grade. He knew what grade she was in. And then he zeroed in on Nick. He goes, how old are you? 15. Oh, I get it. You're 15. Yeah. So you got all the answers, right? I know. You can't go riding with your friends who own a car. Isn't that right? I feel your pain, brother. He's got a 15-year-old kid. So he was just laying into Nick. It was hysterical. And he was a gracious guy talking about he lives back in Virginia. And I said, how many? You got three sons. He said, I got three sons. I didn't push any of them into football. None of them. My oldest one wants to play. He's 6'3", 240. His oldest son's 15. He's 6'3", 230 pounds, 240 pounds. And he's got two other sons. So the middle one's a baseball player. And he said something I'll never forget. He said, if you're good enough to play in the NFL, they'll find you. Pick your school for academics. I said, where'd you go to school? He went to Villanova. He says, I want my kids to go to a good school, not some football factory. And then I waved to Chris Collinsworth, and he waved back, not knowing who it was he was waving at. And then they kicked us out. Then all of a sudden, a woman with headsets on goes, okay, everyone, we need all the visitors off the set. I don't know why, but I just get out of here. All right. And we split, and we said thank you, and they kicked us out, and we went out to the car, and we went over to the Northwoods Inn and had food. It was great. Very nice people at Fox. Thank you very much. We had a great time. Kids wanted to stay. I said, now let's bug out. Let's pretend like we have to fashionably leave early so they'll invite us another time. But those guys are big. 6'6", 6'4", 6'5". Man, that's not right. It's not fair. I'm Phil Hendry.